Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Great to check in with Ryan Erb with United Way Perth Huron. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, Jamie. Always great to be with you.
Now, Ryan, of course, we will chat about the Taylor Swift raffle. Details coming up. But first, let's get a campaign update. How are we doing?
Well, we're glad to let everybody know that of our $2.624 million goal, we've already raised more than $580,000. So we're a little bit ahead of last year, which is great news. We're pacing ahead to try to get there.
Oh, fantastic. So those lights will be going up on the thermometer.
Yeah. We're just about at that 25% level. Yeah. So very soon. We always organize a nice little picture with somebody down there, so it'll happen in the next couple of days, I think.
Yeah, fantastic. Wonderful. That's always a fun part of the campaign. So again, you can simply make a donation, perthhuron.unitedway.ca, and you can drop by the offices on Erie Street, even with the construction going on.
Yeah, that's right. It's still possible to get there.
It is possible, that's for sure. And wow, what a great get-together last night at Junction 56 Distillery for the Taylor Swift raffle. Folks have seen some of the videos, but tell us what happened there last night.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun, you know, thanks to Dr. Aaron Heiss and Mike Heiss for their amazing gift to the community, first of all, that helped us to have the raffle. But then Mike hosting us at his business, Junction 56, was just so much fun. We had a bunch of people come, and they were anticipating, you know, the draw. And so it was great when John Wolfe and Kristen Sainsbury got up there. You know, they're digging in deep and trying to find just the right person. And they were a little worried, frankly, you know, okay, I've got one friend and perhaps, you know, a whole bunch of enemies here is how they phrased it. So anyway, we had a good time, though, and we were able to celebrate the draw, which was so cool. We want to let everybody know that Monica Dunn from Stratford won the raffle, which is so amazing. And this is really great. She won it with, just for technical reasons, we have to report that she bought ticket 0600 from Blows. So right here locally in Stratford, which is great. And interestingly enough, she planned the weekend away in Toronto because she believed she was going to win.
Oh my gosh. Well, congratulations. That is wonderful, wonderful news.
So Monica was excited last night when we called her. It's a really great story.
Oh my gosh, that's great. And you can check out some of the videos. And we'll share the United Way Perth Huron video on our socials and with mystratfordnow.com. But again, all in all, a great fundraiser for United Way Perth Huron.
It was amazing, right? You know, through the ticket sales, we raised $50,000 in just a few weeks, which is incredible. So, you know, again, thanks to everyone for participating and joining. You know, people were buying tickets by the horde and really hoping to win, of course, but also knowing that they were supporting the United Way and United Housing.
Absolutely. Let's talk about some of the workplace campaigns that have been happening, which we don't always get a chance to spotlight.
Yeah,
but that's
for sure.
A big part of this campaign.
It is. Every year, over 300 workplaces across Perth and Huron help us to raise the money that we need for our campaign. And so we're going to say thank you to our friends at Huron Perth Public Health, Family Services, Perth Huron, Festival Hydro, and Saputo, the branch out of St. Mary's, that are currently running workplace campaigns. So everyone who's out there at those workplaces, thank you so much for donating, and thank you to the leadership there for making that possible.
And it was great seeing some of the photos on the United Way Perth here on Facebook page. And just recently, in terms of great campaigns with the LCBO, and I believe you were a whole bunch of folks at the mall location. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we were so grateful to be able to thank our LCBO partners again this year with another fantastic fundraising effort. We raised well over $40,000 across Perth and Huron, which is amazing. And so we're really grateful for the incredible support that comes from everyone.
At the Stratford location, gosh, $4,800 from the Stratford.
Just from there, which is amazing. Yeah.
Incredible.
So really incredible.
And again, let's do a shout out again for more sponsors, people that are behind the scenes with a campaign like this.
Well, you know, I think a lot of people know, you know, Richard and Jonathan over at Black Creek here in town because of how much they care about this community. They help so many charitable organizations, including the United Way, and they are our backbone for information technology. And so, you know, we can't do our job without that anymore, right? And so we know that we need their expertise, and they just continue to give generously of their time to support us. And we have friends, of course, at Commercial Printers that have been supporting us for a long time, providing printer service for us. And, you know, we can't do our work with all these great community partners. So thank you.
It makes a difference. And a shout out, as always, volunteers needed, certainly behind the scenes for upcoming events and that sort of thing.
That's right, yeah. So if there's anyone out there who's looking to volunteer right now, in particular, we're recruiting volunteers for our reception desk. So if anybody's interested in becoming a reception ambassador for the United Way, please head to our website. There's a little application form there. there. We'd love to have you join the team.
PerthHuron.UnitedWay.ca and Reiner with all the details from Junction 56 Distillery here bright and early this morning. Fantastic.
The morning after.
But a great get-together last night and Absolutely. Another great fundraiser for United Way Perth Huron. Thanks again, Ryan.
You're welcome.